Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
New Orleans Saints head coach Kellen Moore recaps win at Carolina. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the day after the day before. Saints are 1-0, as far as I'm concerned. Tyler Shuck gets his first victory as the Saints starting quarterback. And Kellen Moore gets his second of many victories. It is a good day to be a New Orleans Saints fan. Actually, it's even better than you think, because if you remember in my live stream, which has almost 10,000 views in less than 24 hours, but if you remember in my live stream, I said that if the Saints win, you win, and we'll discount the store. Now, the Saints won by 10, okay? So my marketing team wants me to do a 10% off of the entire store for 1 week. But I say no. Ladies and gentlemen, go to the store. If you add any item to your cart or whatever, as many items as you want, you will see an automatic code, Shuck It, will be applied to your order 2 weeks from now until the kickoff of the Atlanta Falcons game. The entire store is 20% off, all right? Doesn't matter how much stuff you add to the cart, whatever, they get discounted, okay? You add a hat, you add the shirt, whatever you want to do, we'll add this hat, boom. You see it right there, boom, 20% off the hat, 20% off the shirt. I mean, unbelievable savings. So 2 weeks from right now until the Atlanta Falcons game kicks off on November 23rd. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 20% off the store for 2 weeks. Saints win, you win.
FaZe picks them up, and so I just thought it was a really good example of our team playing together, having a ton of joy as they went through it. And, you know, I think thought the physicality was a positive. We knew that was going to be a physical game with the way those guys play. They're a really good team. They've had a ton of success the last few weeks, and so we knew it was going to be a battle.
I love when a good plan comes together. And the Panthers game is the perfect example of why we do box score reviews and why we talk about the box scores. The Panthers-Packers game was as fugazi of a box score as you'll find. All right, Packers didn't punt. Packers won the YPP by over a yard, won total yards, won everything. They lose the game. On paper, it's like, damn, Carolina went on the road and beat the Packers. Is Carolina a legitimate threat in the NFC? No. Bryce Young threw for 102 yards in that game. Okay? It is what it is. The Saints went out there, took care of business. I think it's even, I've seen a lot of people who are like, I mean, come on, guys, this is the Panthers, you know? Let's do it against a good team. I say, guys, Panthers were, you know, a 5-win team. It was on the road. Divisional game on the road is difficult anyways. 5-win Carolina team who's 3-1 at that time at home. Just came off of a win against the Packers, as fugazi as it is. They can beat, you know, whatever. Rico Dowdle was as good as it gets going into that game. And the Saints prove not only can they play with a team like that, but they can dominate a team like that. And even after trading away a couple players, right? You trade away. I mean, what did we hear? Heard a lot of people say, well, actually, this is going to hurt Tyler Shuck trading away Rashid Shaheed. It's going to make it where he can't succeed. And then he goes out there and succeeds.
They went right down the field the first time they got the ball. What changed?
Well, that's not true either. What the hell was this guy watching the game? That guy said they drove right down the field in the first possession. They got stopped twice. On third down when Brian Brzee jumps, which continues to drive, which was we stopped him. It was an incomplete pass. And then the interception, they got called back. So they had like 40 yards that drive on. They didn't drive down the field at all.
for their side, or what did you do?
Yeah, obviously we had some missed ops, you know, on that first drive. It was unfortunate, but yeah, I thought our guys just hung in there, you know, kept battling, you know, tightened up things a little bit more, and so I felt like after that it was pretty good.
Do you feel like this is the best game the team has played this year?
I think in all three phases, just playing complimentary football. And
I think it was probably the best game they played. The guy asked if this was the best. I don't know if you can hear the audio. It sounds like I'm in the middle of a submarine. But he asked if this is the best game the team has played. I think so. In totality, I would say yes. I mean, even though it wasn't the most points we've scored or whatever, but defense was dominant. I thought the offense did what they wanted. If they wanted to, I feel like they could have scored at the end, you know, and all of a sudden it's 24 points, but you know, I mean, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But, I mean, I thought the run game was good. The pass game was good. I thought our receivers, mostly Chris Olave, was really good. I thought Juwan Johnson was good. Offensive line was bad, but it is what it is. Special teams left a little bit to be desired, I would say. Just some of the, like, punts and some of the stuff that happened in there, but overall, I would say it's probably the best game we've played.
You know, we know there's missed ops out there. There's opportunities that we want to grow in and we got to talk about and get better because of. But I just felt like all three phases were really playing well together and collectively.
I mean, I kind of like this too. I mean, Kellen turned into a robot there at the end, but I kind of like that this wasn't perfect, that we're 0-2 in the red zone, that we did have some, you know, the interception called back and the blocked field goal, whatever, called back. I do like that there was some adversity. We went down early. You know, it wasn't this perfect game where we just caught lightning in a bottle and we would have beat anybody. I mean, we had to battle. We had to fight, even though I feel like the game was in hand just because we were playing so well, that it shows that everything doesn't have to go exactly perfect right in order for you to win a game.
What did you make of Tyler?
Yeah, I thought Tyler took an awesome step today. I thought he made some big-time plays, some off-schedule plays, you know, the two to Juwan, off-schedule, moving within the pocket. I thought he hung in that pocket really, really well, delivered. Can't say enough, you know, big things about, you know, CO, Juwan, these perimeter guys, the plays that they made.
Tyler was really good. I mean, straight up. Like, he was really good in this game. Of course, there's going to be some errant throws, or there's going to be some moments you want back or whatever, but The biggest question with a rookie quarterback in general, but also just Tyler Shuck because of his background, is what are you going to do when things break down? What are you going to do in the pocket when you have a free rusher or a blitz or pressure or whatever? Can you navigate the pocket, keep your head up, keep your head downfield, and find the play? If you are panicking and, you know, killing plays and whatever like that, that is not good. And that's what rookies do a lot because they're not used to that kind of speed, or they're not used to that game clock or whatever. And Tyler was great when it came to climbing the pocket, navigating the pocket, moving around pressure. Like Kellen said, making the off-schedule throws. On third down, he was really good. I think he had over 200 yards passing on third down. So that's where good quarterbacks win, is third down, you know, continuing drives, things like that. One game does not make you a franchise quarterback, and you'll hear me say that all week long. It's not, all right, anoint him, all right, build the statue, all right, whatever, but it is an exciting step. And it's more about, you know, like running 100 yards isn't running a marathon, but you have to run a bunch of 100 yards to finish a marathon, right? So you don't stop running after that first mile mark, right? But you completed the mile. You might have ran at a good pace. You should feel good about it. Okay, on to the next mile. And you just stack those up, and that's how you have a good career or a good season or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, it's not over, but he took a step. And you got to take those steps. And as a Saints fan, you got to feel good about what you saw from Tyler just as a quarterback. I mean, just as, like, even just this year, just like, okay, a serviceable quarterback for our team. If you don't even look at it from a long-term point of view, but just for right now, just for 2 weeks against Atlanta, you got to feel like we got the better quarterback on the field because Penix kind of low-key, high-key, low-key sucks.
That field goal could have been a real change in momentum. How well were you playing the role on that? And obviously you stood up right after and it didn't make a difference.
Yeah, I thought the beauty of that was, you know, the rule is the rule. The ball went past the line of scrimmage. We touched it. Hey, it's their ball. I understand that rule. And something we talk about a lot in the heat of the moment. You know, you see a football, your natural reaction is to recover the thing. You know, and so we get to educate ourselves because of that. But I thought the way our guys respond was just phenomenal.
Yeah, they respond with the fumble. Ball don't lie. And that's a good example, too, where it's like, hey, it would have been really easy for the defense to fold there. But they come back out, hair on fire, and get the fumble recovery. And you know, so that little bit of adversity in those spots, like, you love to see that.
On there to create a turnover right for that.
You took us through the third and 12, the touchdown to Juwan, like, just before that moment, why you called that specific play, what was kind of the progression, what Cali saw, and...
Yeah, really good play. I think, you know, that's the backside route. You're playing a high-low game on the front side. He worked through his progression, stepped up in the pocket, and really found Juwan on the backside of the original play. And so I thought it was just a really good example of Tyler's ability to move, keep his eyes downfield, and make a play.
That being a big moment in the game, do you say anything to Tyler beforehand, or is it just play call comes in? Execute?
Play call, let him play. He's playing really good. Definitely was a really good, you know, some really good moments there because of that. I thought, again, playing in the pocket, stepping up, finding the guys downfield. I thought there were some big time opportunities there, and third downs are hard downs. And so, you know, for us to come away with some really successful plays on that, I thought credit to those guys who were out there making the plays.
We saw that on the last drive. So the last drive we talked about was probably my favorite drive because it was the end of the game drive. It was the, hey, can you burn off 8 minutes and end this game? When Kellen was with the Eagles last year, this was a like trademark of the Eagles. A trademark of them was their ability to end the game with like 10 minutes left. And it was crazy. Like, they have a lead, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes left, game's over. Because you shouldn't stop them. On that drive the Saints had, which they did, they had like a 14-play, 7-minute, 40-second drive that ended the game. The first thing they did was go first down, second down, third down. They were facing a third and like six, I think, something like that. If they don't convert that, it's a totally different game, right? There's 7 minutes left in the game. Carolina's got the ball. Absolutely, the game's on. But they converted that third down, and they just continued down the field and just bled the clock out. So that is the hallmark of a good team, is being able to do that. Being able to dictate the game to that level. Like, that's what a Kellen offense wants to do. And that's what, you know, people ask me, like, what is the identity of this offense? And even before this game, I think we knew, Kellen wants to have a super balanced offense as far as, like, run pass. He wants to own the clock while running at tempo, which is kind of a hard thing to do. But he wants to run a ton of plays. He wants to play fast when he can. And then when up, dominate the game, dominate the clock, end it on your terms. All right. He wants quarterback to get the ball out of his hands quick. I mean, we saw this game. It's not like the results, I guess, you want all the time because it's 17 points and whatever. But if you want an idea of what Kellen's offensive identity is, look at this game. Look at this plan.
Was Chris's speed and verticality, like, does that help offset you guys trading with Sheed? Like, did he run some of the routes that would run today?
That's a good question. I think, CO can attack every element of this field. And so, you know, we're going to be able to utilize it. He obviously made a phenomenal play downfield a couple times. A few of the other guys got in there and played some roles, maybe not as many targets to those guys. But those guys were out there playing, and they did an awesome job executing. And so we feel like this group is going to grow together and progress.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of saw it again. Like, you know, we talk about, like, the wide receiver group and all that stuff. And, like, Devon Vaile, I just saw the snap counts. He was on the field for like 86% of plays, but he only had whatever it was, one catch. So it is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, you can see kind of the plan for some of this. And you throw another receiver in there, you throw a Carnell Tate or Jordan Tyson or whoever in there, and you got Olave and that kind of playmaker, and Devon Vaile and Brandon Cooks if he's here and whoever, like, okay, I'm starting to see what's going on here. And, you know, everyone wants to trade Chris Olave. I would much rather have, like, what Tampa has with Igbuka, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin when they're all healthy, and just have a couple of, you know, horses in the stables instead of trading Chris Olave for absolutely no reason. So Having Olave as your second best receiver, if we do get to that point, that's a good problem to have. And he showed, I mean, he was electric today. Or yesterday.
The last 5 weeks, what did y'all, what were y'all able to do to slow him down?
Yeah, team football. Team football on defense, you know, assignment sound, gap sound, tackled really well. You know, he still missed, we missed some tackles. You know, he made some, broke some tackles there. But I thought, you know, we just did such a good job of not giving up those big explosive long runs as we went.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, if Rico Dowdle is going to have 3-4 yards, whatever, fine. You just can't let him have the 15-yard, 20-yard, 40-yard run. Let him get the chunk play, or not the chunk plays. Let him get like the short plays, whatever. Just contain him, and that's what this team did. And the defense dominated across the board. And you know, if you look at this team and who they faced, the run defense, which was a sieve last year, the run defense has really held in check some really, really good running backs, whether it's James Conner, Christian McCaffrey, Kenneth Walker, or Rico Dowdle. But besides a couple of bad games where it's just like, what's going on here, the run defense has been pretty good.
Game meant something more to Chris, just considering what happened in the stadium with the concussion.
I think that's fair to, you know, ask CO. Obviously, his experience is, you know, he's had to navigate that through this entire journey. And so, you know, obviously, you can anticipate that's something that's going to weigh on your mind a little bit. It's natural. But the way he played today, I mean, that was just incredible. Incredible plays, phenomenal. The energy, the juice that he brought to our team.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really special performance.
You mentioned the awesome step for Tyler. What do you look for now from this? And then where do you kind of want to see his development grow from
here? Yeah, we're...
By the way, you know, everyone wants to talk about how Kellen Moore's not a leader and there's no leaders in the locker room and they want like a 1975 coach, you know, chewing red man on the sidelines, growling and screaming and cursing everybody. Well, this team, after you trade away two players at the deadline and you are obviously sellers of the deadline and you're 1-8, this team could have absolutely packed it in. Like, this team could have absolutely said, you know, 1-2-3 Cancun. They could have said, you know what, okay, I've got the message that we're rebuilding, this is whatever, you know, and they could have slacked off and had a bad performance. But they had arguably the best performance of the season. That doesn't happen without good leadership. That doesn't happen without good coaches, good prep, and good planning.
We're going to keep growing. Every game, there's going to be 5 plays that we're going to say, you know, we're going to want to improve on those. There are going to be some plays that we can lean our hat on and continue to reinforce, and we just got to keep growing.
Also, that 8-minute drive to end the game, yeah. How important was that to, you know, seal this one out?
Yeah, that was such a cool drive.
Yeah.
Just a really, really cool drive. Physicality, offensive line, battling. You know, it was really Taysom and the running backs, and they just went for it. And so really cool drive for those guys. Really an identity-type drive where you can lean on. You know, when you talk about being a physical football team and grinding games out like this, it's a really good example of it.
I said this all during the stream. It reminded me a lot of my Madden franchise. If y'all have not watched my Madden franchise over on the gaming channel, go over there now. We have 3 new episodes dropping this week. We dropped 3 episodes last week. My whole strategy when I'm playing with the Saints is to kind of do what Kellen just said. Like, I want to grind clock, run the football, dictate pace, throw when I have to, throw off play action, you know, whatever. But if you can just run the football and hold the clock and hold the ball, then that's the best way to do it. And we've had some crazy success over on that franchise. And what, you know, it's crazy how it works, but especially Taysom, because in that franchise, Taysom is nuts. And at the end of the game, I was like, man, this is exactly how I'm running the Saints. Like, this is exactly how I'm calling plays. Is Kellen watching the Madden franchise confirmed?
No.
Yeah, traditionally, normally would prefer to defer. We're trying to get a little bit of a spark the last 2 weeks. That, you know, obviously it didn't
help. That Mecha
got the result that we had hoped, and so you know, we'll decide each week how we want to best suit this, and you know, made that decision, you know, before the game.
When you're choosing which side to defend, do you figure that out beforehand? Like, how do you decide
which direction you're kicking and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, because you defer, so you get to choose.
Yeah. Usually that's in communication with special teams and then, you know, just talking about field conditions and stuff. So sometimes there's wind that factors into that.
Yeah, I think you generally want the wind at your back, like in the fourth quarter, you know, things like that. It's just like game theory stuff, but I mean, it changes week to week. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. It's not just, yeah, flip a coin. I don't know. We want to go this way. Like, usually there's stuff. It's very minute stuff that goes into it, but I like that Kellen and them are thinking about it.
What did you make of the first half sequence near the end there?
Yeah. Obviously, trying to have the last possession of the drive, last relevant possession of this, of the quarter. And so, yeah. You know, I got to look at it, you know, to see if we, you know, ultimately we weren't able to get the points that you want. And so, I got to look at, you know, seeing where can we improve there, you know, execution wise, schematically, you know, get ourselves in position. Maybe, you know, I'll look at how those timeouts progress and where we can potentially improve there.
You've hit on it before.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, if recollection serves me right, I think they had like 40 seconds left of timeouts and they were about to cross like the 45-ish somewhere in there. I think if you get the first down and you get into that territory, then you start burning your timeouts. You want to score with no seconds, whatever. You know, like, I think he was walking a bit of a tightrope, and that's how I understood the strategy with the timeouts at the end of the half.
I wanted to ask it again. Like, when Tyler converts those third downs like that, like, what does that tell you about him?
He's comfortable.
Yeah, he's
not executing panicking.
And playing really good football.
Yeah.
You know, those are not easy downs. Again, we talked about there's hard downs in this league. And the teams that can execute in those downs and make plays, they're the ones that are the most successful teams. And so, you know, obviously credit to our guys who went out there and made those plays. The protection, Tyler, the perimeter guys, you know, some guys stepped up.
You now have a bye week next week. How can you use this win to kind of use that momentum going into the contract?
Yeah.
The biggest thing with the bye week is that the team can relax. Like, getting a win going into the bye week, the team can breathe, and they don't have to read pee pee poo poo pants 123 on the Saints subreddit saying that everyone should be fired and everyone should be, you know, Todd Graves should buy the team and all this other stuff. Like, they can just have a couple of weeks where, you know, they can go eat dinner in New Orleans. They don't have to worry about you know, their house being egged. Like, they can just kind of breathe a sigh of relief. We got to win. High momentum, high positivity, whatever. And I know, just as a fan, like, it's nice. It's nice. It is very nice to know that for the next 2 weeks, even though it's only the second win of the season, even though it is what it is, it's immediately you can feel it's such a less toxic atmosphere around this team.
Obviously, you know, you won't play for, you know, 13 days now, and so, you know, to have a win, you know, as your last moment, I think, you know, can carry some momentum, carry some energy. Our guys got to recharge during a bye week. We got to use it to our advantage and put ourselves in position to kind of attack this back end of the season. And so, you know, I'm excited for our guys to be able to utilize that and get ready to go.
You can also kind of forget about the first half of the season. The season is over as far as like playoffs and things like that. You had the trade deadline. You have this win. And now you have a bye week. You really are kind of 1-0 as a team. You're 1-0. You have a new starting quarterback. You have a new, you know, new players are doing new things because of the trades. You're 1-0. You know, you got the Falcons coming up. You got an easy back half of the schedule, an easier back half of the schedule. That's how I would approach it. Looking at what happened in the beginning of the season, irrelevant now. You know, it's different if you're trying to chase a playoff spot or whatever, but now you're just trying to have good performance every week, and that's it. So this win, this bye week, could not have come at a better time for this team.
What was working about the run game? Was it that physicality?
Yeah, I thought physicality. I thought Alvin, credit to him, you know,
he was really nuts.
Just physical, dirty runs where he was able to finish really well. And so I thought there was some progress there, and we just got to keep growing in that area.
I heard Am the other day talking about the 1-8 start is what it is. Is winning a game just help you kind of reinforce that? Because obviously you say that, but the wins aren't coming.
Question was basically like, we've heard how good the vibes are. Does winning help reinforce good vibes?
No doubt. Ultimately, we're here to win football games, and we want to win football games collectively. And so it takes the entire group. I give a ton of credit to our guys, the way they've battled the last few weeks, you know, to come up short a number of games in a row and to come back recharge, ready to go each Wednesday, ready to put in a new plan and just go about the week every single week the same way. And, you know, so I think, you know, it's credit to our guys. We have the right kind of guys in the building to keep growing and keep developing and keep getting better as a team.
100%.
Yeah, I didn't get a great angle of it. So obviously big time play, you know, just credit to him. Just being in place and having vision on the ball, obviously big time play.
Was there anything you guys were able to do to press down his guys for a time?
Yeah, I'll let him finish. Yeah, the best thing to do against Bryce Young is just kind of let him throw because he's just so bad that that's the best possible thing you can do against the Panthers. Let him just throw the ball. If you just allow him to throw the ball, then you're probably going to have success.
Yeah, I thought, combination of rush and coverage. When those things tie together and they play complementary and our defense is able to play, you know, with a little bit of a lead and a little bit of that momentum, and now you can feel like, hey, I can come after this quarterback, yeah. I can rush the passer. The DBs can play with a little bit more vision and play in some favorable situations. I think all that stuff adds up to favorable situations for us to go for it.
I know that you guys had a few turnovers, but, to be able to, kind of impose like that when you don't have five turnovers, what does that say about your defense?
That's what I was talking about earlier.
You're able to do that without
Just with them creating turnovers?
Yeah, well, just...
He's asking, without five turnovers and you win a game, what's that say about the team? Which we talked about earlier in this video. Good teams can win games in a bunch of different ways. They can win games with a ton of turnovers, with no turnovers, with, playing with a lead, coming from behind. They can run or they can win passing, they can win running, whatever.
What your defense was showing even in the moments that they didn't.
Yeah, I thought our guys, the play style was really good. The physicality.
Yeah, I mean, they kicked their ass. I mean, they dominated the Panthers. I mean, they, besides the first drive where the penalties and all that crazy stuff, the Panthers didn't do anything.
The effort, the finish, to create a couple turnovers was obviously game-changing for us. And I thought our guys kept attacking the football. There's more opportunities out there that we're going to look at and say, hey, we're really close here. How can we keep getting better and keep taking advantage of these opportunities? All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Love you. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Kellen Moore after his second win. Our second win, some would say. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Get on to the store. 20% off, okay? 20% off for 2 weeks. That is insane. I can go ahead and tell you this. I am taking a bath on these products with 20% off for 2 weeks. I am taking what they call in the business a haircut. All right? This is me eating beans, ice water, saltine crackers for the next 2 weeks. Doing this for the people. We do not have that much merch left. So if you want it, I'm telling you right now, best time to get it. Okay? Best time to get the merch is the next 2 weeks. We have like this hat right here. I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain. I might have maybe 15 of these left. Maybe. Same with the black hats. The black hat with the JLS, maybe 15. Okay, so get after it now. 2 weeks, 20% off. Thank you for watching, ladies and gentlemen. I will see you in the next video.